episode 971, Play Your Best.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, guess what? It is Thursday. That means it's almost Friday, which means it's the weekend. And I don't know about you, but I am so excited. Now, first though, before we get too far, I want everyone to know that we are praying for those, not only with Hurricane Harvey and Tropical Storm Harvey, but Hurricane Irma has moved in and is coming closer and doing some destruction already. We are praying for you all that are associated with that particular hurricane. God's got you. I know he does. And it's hard when you're in the middle of it, but hang in there. Trust in him and have faith. Today, we're talking about Play Your Best. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. And even in the midst of the storm, we can play our best. That's what we're chatting about. So you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, every day you want to play your best. Ignite the fire within, even in the midst of a storm. Whatever those storms are, a bad marriage, kids that are driving you crazy, maybe you're studying and trying to get back into the groove and going to school, you're building a business, whatever storm you're in the middle of. Maybe you've lost your way. Maybe you're sitting here going, I don't know, I feel so disconnected. I don't feel like I can go on anymore. I'm just doing the do. When you choose to live life based on how you feel, you leave behind the opportunity to experience joy, love, happiness, peace, delight. You shortchange yourself. Think about this. Would you walk away from the customer service counter if you gave a $100 bill and that whatever you were buying was only a buck? Let's say you're buying a drink or something or your favorite coffee. A coffee for a dollar, that would be an amazing thing. It's probably not your favorite coffee, is it? But just go with me here. That's leaving $99 behind. That's exactly what you do when you go through the motions and live by your emotions. You leave money on the table. You leave opportunity on the table. You leave blessings on the table. You miss blessings that God wants to give you. But you're so wrapped up in whatever you're wrapped up in, whatever drama you want to create or continue to live in, and you forget to focus on sometimes the little things, the little blessings. I can breathe. Play your best. Your best might be average when you're in the middle of a storm, but you play your best. That's all God asks of us. You know, I've been following the U.S. Open here, and, you know, they're playing in New York, and the amount of talent is extraordinary. I just love watching it. Doesn't matter who's playing. Of course, I have a few of my favorites, but I've been following tennis for years. My parents have loved to watch it, so I grew up watching tennis. I play, but it's only recreational, and I'm so not good at tennis, but I enjoy the sport itself. And I was watching, and there was a match, and it was Juan del Potro, who played a very tough match to come from behind to get him into the quarterfinals. And now he's playing Roger Federer in the quarterfinals. Now, I don't know who won because I'm recording this before the actual quarterfinal takes place. So I'll get back to you on that one. But if he would have just given in that match that he was playing before he got to where he is now, he wouldn't be where he is now. He wouldn't have the opportunity. He won in 2009, the U.S. Open, I believe that's right. And he wants more. Play your best. This year, we have four U.S. women playing. It's awesome. Four in the semifinals. That means we're going to have an All-American finals. We haven't had four U.S. women since 1981 playing. How crazy is that? I mean, hats off to Sloane and Coco and Venus Williams and Maddie Keys. It's incredible. It's extraordinary. But you know, the players, they get tired. But they don't give in to their tiredness. They've been training. And they've been building on their foundation of tennis. They didn't just wake up one day and become great. Even though sometimes when we turn on the TV, that's what it appears. When you train for life and love your journey, you are building on a foundation. You got to play your best. God gave you life today. He gave you breath. Are you going to just throw it all away? It's easy to do that though, isn't it? Yeah, maybe you just drove to work today. Maybe you just packed your children's lunches and didn't even think about what you were packing. You know, sometimes when I pack their lunches, I say a prayer over them and I say, Lord, you know, amidst all of this, when they eat this, bless them. I want them to know that I've prayed over them. Sometimes I'll leave them little notes in their lunch boxes. In fact, that reminds me, I probably need to do that. I don't think I've done that since the start of the school year. I did it the very first day. But it's great. And you know what? It's great. It's even better when they get older because especially the boys, now, shh, don't tell them this, but they sit there and they get this love mom sticker and it is so cool. It brings up conversation with their friends, but it also does something with the heart. Play your best. No, I'm not always the best mom. I yell. I get frustrated. I get flustered. They don't want to clean their room. They don't want to put away their laundry. Oh, yeah, we have a normal life. It gets really chaotic. And we're in the middle of trying to sell our home. And it's always chaos. And I feel like we're living in a tornado. But nothing like Hurricane Irma that's coming in. It's already hit landfall in some areas. Play your best. Bury the excuses. Be willing to play your best. It's then that God will shine through your weakness. You don't have to be strong because God's going to be strong for you. When you play your best, God plays his greatest. Don't you want to live that life? Don't you want to fill up your life and know that, oh my gosh, even when I'm at my darkest hour, God is still there with me. He never leaves me. I may leave him. I may try to run away or hide or feel like, oh, I'm not worthy of that. Or, oh, I don't know. It's not the right time of day or month or year. So I'm just going to kind of forget about the whole thing. You know, this Jesus, whatever. But when you play your best, God plays his greatest. It's the weakness that makes you strong. It's not of your own strength, but of God's strength. So stop dawdling. Seriously. I mean, stop being one of those guys where you're just kind of going through the motions. Pay attention. My daughter and I, we drive the same path 5 days a week when I take her to school. She goes off campus to another college campus. She's taking some classes there. And so she prefers mom to chauffeur her. I'm fine with that. I can do it. Not a big deal. And I honestly kind of feel better about it. But anyway, she likes it. So we drive down this road. And every single time we're driving, there's this same motorcycle guy that's driving. And he's going in the opposite direction. Now, if we were just kind of doing our own thing and not being, you know, really paying attention to the world, we would miss that the same guy was going, right? Because they're on a routine. Everybody has their routine. He's obviously going to work because we see him at least 5 days a week. We're not sure what he does on the weekend because most of the time we're not going that direction on the weekend. But we were driving there this morning and we didn't see him. And it was a little chilly this morning. We thought, I wonder if he's driving a different vehicle. Because obviously we wouldn't notice him in a different vehicle. We notice him because he's on a motorcycle. And he wears his mask kind of to cover him up so he can breathe and the cold and all that on his face. And we just notice him. And it's hard to miss a motorcycle. And I'm very cautious when, you know, motorcycles are around. And I thought, you know what? I wonder if somebody notices me when I'm missing. Have you thought about that? If all of a sudden you didn't show up, would you be missed? You're missed when you play your best. And that doesn't mean you're perfect. Oh, no. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. But you see, when you play your best, what happens? God plays his greatest. And he shines through you. That's your it factor. It has nothing to do with your abilities. It's what God can do through you. So today, oh, yeah. it's time for you to get ready because God's ready for you. Go out and play your best. Train for life. Love your journey. It's going to be an extraordinary one. I just know it is. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.